hearts, be acceptable to you, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Pablo Picasso said, "The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to share it." And I was thinking about that a lot this week, and Pablo Picasso lived that, right? He found his gift, he was such a gifted artist, and he shared it with the world. And you may or may not like his artwork, but what a pity it would have been if all that artwork would have just stayed in some closet in his house, and how the world would have been less for it. You also have gifts and blessings in your life. And what a pity it is when those stay in a closet somewhere and are not shared with the world. Today we have the story of Abram. And Abram is a man, we don't know much about him, but God comes to him and says, "I have a blessing for you." And blessing is one of these words we throw around a lot, and it has a few different definitions, but one of them is gift. Gift. "I have a gift for you, Abram." And what God says is, "I'm going to give you land, I'm going to give you children and offspring, I'm going to make you a great nation. This is a gift for you." But I think where the crux of this story lies, part of it is in that Abram's belief in God and willingness to follow God, believing that those gifts were real and true. But the other thing in this story that I was drawn to was this one line. Because God doesn't just give these gifts to Abraham because he's very pleased with Abram. We don't know anything about him. We don't know that he's an especially great guy. He's just kind of an average fellow, as much as we know. So he doesn't give these things to Abram because he's worthy of them, necessarily. He doesn't give them to him because he wants Abram to be great. He gives them to Abraham because he wants Abram to bless the rest of the world. He said, "I will bless you so that you will be a blessing to the world, so that the world will be blessed through you. The blessings I give are not for you to hold on to, but they are for you to live, so that the world will be blessed through you." We are all Abraham, or in this reading, Abram. His name gets changed later. We're Abram. We all have gifts. We all have blessings. Sometimes we have these big gifts that the world sees as important, right? The flashy ones, like Pablo Picasso, who's a gifted artist. Although many artists, interestingly, were not known as gifted in their own time. It's only later that people come to see them as gifted. But we all have these gifts, and sometimes they're flashy, and sometimes they are so small, and we even deny that they're a gift. The problem isn't that we don't have gifts in our lives. The problem is we don't recognize them or think they're important. I was talking to a woman the other day, and she had just picked, she's a master gardener, and it's starting to get colder where she lives, and she said she had picked over 100 tomatoes out of her garden. And she said, "You know, I can't eat all of those." So I took them down to the food pantry, and I took them to some of my neighbors. And I said, "That's incredible. What a gift you've given to people in your area." She said, "Oh, it's no big deal. It's nothing." Right? But what a gift. She literally fed people that day. That is a blessing, through the blessing of her garden and her hands. Sometimes our gifts are big and flashy, and sometimes they feel so ordinary, but they all can be used to bless the world. Now, sometimes I think we start beating ourselves up too, though, right? Because we don't know what our gift is, and we have to figure out what our gift is, and this is kind of what Picasso was saying, you know, find your gift. And I get that, but sometimes we work so hard we forget that just being is a gift. That your very life is a blessing. That your presence in the world matters. That's what Abram, I mean, he was given land, and but he didn't do anything special. Just his presence in the world was a gift, and yours is too. You know this. Think about people in your life who, when they just, you see them, it makes you feel warm and happy. They didn't have to do anything even, really. On the first day of school, while we were waiting for cars, this bus, the kindergarten send-off, we were waiting, and the bus driver for our past 2 years has been a man named Chris. And you never know if bus drivers are going to shift or change from year to year. But, you know, Mr. Chris has always been such a nice guy. And Cars knows him because she's watched her brother get on that bus for the last couple of years. And Mr. Chris pulled up in the bus, and he opened the door, and he smiled. And that made my day. I don't know anything about Mr. Chris. I don't know what he's good at or not good at. But I know that that morning when he pulled up on the bus and opened the door and smiled at us, it was a blessing. Just him. His presence in that place was a blessing to us. You have that power. Your life matters. You are a blessing. Now, our God is so amazing, and I was thinking about blessings, and I thought, our God is so amazing, and here's the other thing God can do, and we forget this too, can turn the hard things in our life into a blessing, can take those places that hurt us into a blessing. It's a bit of the AA model. I would never say the thing that hurts you or is troubling in your life is a blessing, but God can spin it around. So, for instance, with alcoholism. Alcoholism is never a blessing. It is not. It is a horrific, tragic thing that tears families apart. But when you have survived it and you can help someone else through recovery, that is a blessing. Or I know a woman who lost one of her children. Losing a child is never a blessing. Never. But when you can sit and hold the hand of someone else who has lost a child and say, I know, in a way that nobody else can because you've been there, that is a blessing. God uses your life, even the hard parts, to bless the world. If you will just believe and trust that you are a blessing, your life matters. And God can and will use you. You have been blessed to be a blessing. So what do you do with the blessings? Do you just feather your own nest? Do you just keep accumulating? Do you hold them all to yourself? Or do you share them? You can consider a blessing great as long as you're accumulating and things are going great. And you can use that word blessing. I am so blessed when things are going awesome, but then what happens when things go wrong? Where is the blessing then? I met a woman once at a global mission event. She lived in Africa, and it was at a time when the AIDS epidemic was ripping through Africa. And she lived in a tiny village where I want to say, I can't remember, maybe it was over half of the village had died already. And she said, I am so blessed. But here's what was interesting. She didn't say, I am so blessed because I'm still alive. What she said was, I am so blessed because I can take care of the children whose parents have died. She was taking care of 14 AIDS orphans on top of her 8 children in her home. And that was her blessing. She was able to care for others. Being a blessing means turning around what the community can do for me and instead asking, what can I do for the community? How are my gifts needed in this space? How is my presence a positive thing for the world? And it is. You have been blessed to be a blessing. Your gifts, your joys, your sorrows, your very life. And you are not blessed because you deserve it. And you are not blessed because you have somehow earned it. And you are not blessed because God wants you to keep it all for yourself. And you are not blessed because God wants you to sit and feel really awesome about what has been given to you. You are blessed so that the world may be blessed through you. Claim the blessings. Live your life, and the world will be blessed. blessed.